Welcome back to Pods and Rec. This is our episode 2. My name is Tammy Clark, and I'm here with
Stephanie Garza Silvis.
Welcome back. You made it through our first episode, you still like us, and you want to keep listening, so we thank you for that.
Thank you. We appreciate it that you like our silly banter about TV shows. But, anyways.
Yeah, so we're just catching up, having some wine to kind of loosen us up. I always get extremely nervous before a podcast, even though once it starts, I'm pretty good to go.
Good to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So today we watched, the next two episodes of Parks and Rec.
I find that's going to happen a lot.
Yeah, it probably is. It's just too close. So I guess we can go ahead and start, or do you want to talk about how'd your holiday weekend go, Tammy?
Oh my gosh, that's right. We had Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to all of you guys out there. If you celebrate Thanksgiving, or even if you don't, you had a day off from work.
Yay.
Yeah. It was nice to have a break, and I went to 3 different Thanksgivings in 2 days.
Wow, 3?
Mm-hmm. We have, my boyfriend's parents are divorced, and my parents are divorced, so generally we have 4. So, only making it 3, we kind of got lucky on that one.
Yeah, for real.
How about you?
Ours was really good. We had 2 dinners, one at my in-laws, the other one at my parents' house. It was a lot of fun. It was a ton of people at my parents' house, and then we were all discussing about trying to merge for Christmas, so trying to do one at our house, so that's a lot of pressure, but...
I was having the same exact conversation with my mom. We always do Christmas morning at her house, and my dad and stepmom drive all the way out from Neptune Beach to Riverside, which if you live in Jacksonville, you know, but if you don't, it's probably a good 45-minute drive. And so this year she's like, well, why don't you host it at your new place? You know, Tyler and you just got a townhouse. Why don't you host it? It's in the middle of each thing. Each person only has to drive like 10 or 15 minutes. And so I was like, why didn't I think of that? It's perfect.
That's awesome. That's perfect.
But it is a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. You know.
I got to clean the house. I got to find something to cook. Some people want to drink. Some people don't. I'm freaking out.
Yeah. So we're going to try to do it kind of like how we do our other parties. We're going to try to have like a punch and stuff like that. And a lot of it's not going to... you know, be semi-potluck, but not really, because a lot of, you know, my family's going to be like, I want to bring this, and I want to bring this, so.
Potlucks are just always a way to go.
It is a way to go.
That's how my mom's Thanksgiving is we have so many people there, and her house is very small, but she has an amazing backyard, and my stepdad just built this great deck out back, but in terms of food, everyone brings a dish, and some people bring 2. So we had an entire, like, 8-foot table just full of desserts, and then, like, another 2 8-foot tables full of just, like, mashed potatoes and sweet potato casserole, and here's another sweet potato casserole, and, oh, we have 3 green bean casseroles, and here's 2 turkeys and a ham. So I'll be eating for days.
Or months. You can't. There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We actually just finished our leftovers today. Which went way too fast. I think last year it lasted, like, probably 4 days.
Yeah.
This year it was...
You gotta run that shit out.
Yeah, well, there's 2 of us, so it's just like...
and Brad is a vacuum.
It's already halfway gone.
He lives with a food vacuum.
Yeah, he's definitely, like, a garbage disposal. He just, like, eats everything. He just ate right before going to dinner, so...
Classic Brad. Yeah, so we're back from the holidays. I'm excited that we still made time for each other to get together and do this.
Yeah.
Because I have fun doing it.
Yeah, I mean, can't go wrong with some Parks and Rec.
Heck no to techno. Except you can go kind of wrong with these 2 episodes that we're going to talk about.
So we had to start it out a little, happy. Like, what are we? Holidays, but let's bring it down with these 2 downer episodes.
We'll try and keep it somewhat positive. But just a warning, episode 3 and 4 are pretty depressing.
Yep.
They have good parts, but it's kind of just like, whoa, this season took a turn.
Yeah, man. So I guess we could just jump right into it. Episode 3 is called The Reporter. It was originally aired April 23rd, 2009. The synopsis says, Leslie asks a reporter to do a story on her project. Tom tries to kiss up to his boss, which is pretty accurate. It doesn't mention that the... report that she's trying to do is about the pit, but my gosh, this episode I was like trying to I was trying to really
find anything to talk about.
Yeah, because it was such a downer. I mean, it's kind of nice. You get your actual first introduction to Jerry in the very beginning, which is great because it's immediately followed with her being like, damn it, Jerry, what did you do? You made me eat this thing. You're like, why'd you get it to me? Because it smells so good.
I thought it was pretty funny that Leslie, in a sense, did a Jerry thing. Like, I would almost think in later seasons, it would be Jerry eating the plant and, like, blowing up and not being able to talk and having an allergic reaction.
Except so I thought everybody would laugh at him after he did it rather than him just being like, oh, I'm sorry.
Whereas he's like so caring for Leslie, like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Let's not scare the kids. Let me help you.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry.
Damn it, Jerry.
Oh, man. So we get to see Jerry, which is awesome. And we get introduced to JJ's Diner.
Yeah.
The first time they introduced that. Leslie says it's, for Pawnee's elite, and the people who eat here run this town. But while she's saying it, they're showing, like, truck drivers who are probably just passing through Indiana and just ridiculous people who don't look like they run a town.
Yeah, I love watching her down that, like, giant, like, those waffles just, like...
Oh, my God, just scooping them up. Yeah. They look so good, too.
Yeah, and Shauna doesn't even touch her salad. She's just sitting there, like, ugh.
Oh, yeah, the reporter's name is Shauna Malway Tweep. Which is, like, such a weird name.
It is. I don't feel like it's real.
I don't get it.
I don't.
She's stupid anyway.
How did the writers, like, suggest that name? Where they're just, like, sitting around. They're like, Malway Tweep?
Tweep? Yeah, sure. And is it hyphenated? Is it, like, Malway-Tweep? And if so, she doesn't seem like she's married, or maybe she took, like, her stepdad's name, but even so, like, I don't want to think about her. She's stupid.
Yeah, not in this, like, very sexual, depressing episode. I don't think that she's, married in any way.
No. She's not, and we have to make a note, it's not a sexually depressing episode.
Depressing.
It's both sexual and depressing. I don't know. Does it mean you just watch something and then you don't want to have sex for like a month because you're just depressed?
Oh, poor Xenra. Or it's so sexual that you're just depressed about it?
I'm so depressed. I feel so horny.
But I mean, there was a lot of mentioning of like penises and stuff in this. And then, you know, Shauna sleeping with Mark who...
gosh.
I'm going to drop F-bombs on this podcast because...
I mean... I've heard the word before.
Yeah. Well, fuck Mark, man.
Yeah. He's the worst. I may have a new favorite dislike of a character. I'm pretty okay with Anne at this point. Mark is terrible. Yeah.
I mean, this is the second episode where he's introduced, and he's just, like, a totally unlikable guy through the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, and then he, like, you know, going through the entire episode of him just being so depressing, and then... He comes back and he's just like, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Didn't know it was on the record. And it's just like, I don't.
No.
Get out of here.
It doesn't work for me. I have it written down Brandanowitz used as Wang. Because essentially, I would like to think at the beginning of the episode, Shauna Malway Tweep comes in to do her interview. Leslie has such high hopes and it just tanks. You know, Andy ends up saying that he was drunk. Somehow we get a quote of Anne being on the pill and Leslie's upset about that. Contraception is probably better route to go. Save sex.
Save sex.
And so... Brandanowitz comes in, you know, and he kind of is like, I'll save the day. I'll do it. I'll talk to Shauna Malway Tweep and get her to get you a second interview or whatever. So we're like, yeah, Brandanowitz being sweet for Leslie. And then they do it. And Shauna Malway Tweep shows up in her, what's it called? One night stand clothes?
Yeah.
What? Slut shame walking? Walk of shame. Walk of shame. Makes me want to ring the bell of Game of Thrones. Ding, shame! Ding, shame! But, yeah, so, and then it's just like, Mark, seriously, you're pulling up in your big, stupid red truck in front of Leslie, and you just don't even care about her. You're a dick.
Yeah.
Using your wang.
Using your wang, yeah. I just really can't stand him. I don't, and this is the second episode where he is... just totally unlikable, and then he tries to redeem himself in the end, and I just, it's like crocodile tears. I just like, I don't even care, Mark, screw you. And I hate the fact that Leslie is so incredibly, like, infatuated by him mm-hmm. and has such a big crush on him. It's just...
It makes me horrible. Sad.
It makes me so sad. Because she's so amazing. And
she is.
A strong woman and... I just so irritating. I'm, no.
Anne puts something out like that of, you know, she's an amazing, strong woman. Her taste in men, though, it's questionable. Yeah. And I don't get why that is. Why is she so infatuated with Mark? It's just stupid.
Yeah, I don't know either. Other than they're, like, a drunken one-night stand.
In 2004.
Way to not let things go.
On a lighter note of the episode, though, Andy's pretty great.
Andy, in both of these episodes, you know, because we did say that both these episodes are kind of downers, Andy is, like, the one thing that kind of makes it funny. It kind mm-hmm. of keeps you tuning in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But his whole banter with Anne about, like, while she's telling him, he's like, oh, called it.
Yeah. So Leslie goes over to Anne's house. Of course, her sweet, precious, beautiful, innocent Anne goes over to her house because she's her best friend now to tell her about Mark. He's got this other girl. All the meanwhile, Andy's sitting there playing Wii on the couch, just listening over. And so Leslie tells Anne, you know, Mark slept with Shauna Mulway tweet. And Andy's responses are basically perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Men are dogs.
Men are dogs.
He's probably thinking with the head of his wiener instead of the head of his brain.
Andy always lightens the mood and makes it better.
Yeah.
I just think it's so funny.
I wrote, I made a note, like, when he's on that couch and he's looking back at Anne, he's like, I called that, you know that. Yeah. And he's, like, looking to her for approval. I made a note that he's, like, the human version of Mr. Peanut Butter from BoJack Horseman. He's such a dog. Like, he's always mm-hmm. like, yeah, I did right, didn't I? Mm-hmm. Give me a pet. Like, yeah. Give me some Cheetos. It's my reward.
Yeah, you're right. I love that he's always sitting there playing video games or doing the most lazy thing, just not work. I mean... He does have two broken legs, so...
That's true. He can't do much. he does, yeah. But he just goes above and beyond to be the laziest human being in the world.
So they didn't announce, like, in the earlier episodes, they didn't mention that he was drunk and fell in going after a toaster.
Right? No. This is, like, top headline news.
I couldn't remember if they mentioned it or not that he was after a toaster.
Oh, my God, no. The toaster, yeah, this is the first mention. It's like, why do you want a toaster? Especially if it's thrown in a pit. It probably doesn't work.
Probably not, but, I mean, free shit, I guess, right?
Yeah. I can imagine Andy coming up with some crazy use for a broken toaster. Yeah. He would find something.
I really want to see, like, an outtake of them trying to get out of the pit, because both him and Leslie fell into it. If he broke both of his legs, is he just like, how did he get out of the pit?
They have to, like, helicopter in, put down a stretcher, lay him on the stretcher, and then lift him up and, like, light
him. I feel like that would be pretty, pretty ridiculous. I don't know. I just want to see them just, like, a bunch of men just all, like, with a rope on the other end and them just dragging him up.
Or, like, an inflatable slide that comes out of a plane if it makes an emergency landing. There you go. Like, a huge inflatable slide. They slide down to save him, and then I don't know how they get back up, though.
Just keep this leg there.
It will be a great addition to the park that will one day eventually be, hopefully, in this pit. I don't really want to talk about Brandanowitz anymore, but I just have to say that he's always sitting at his table just highlighting shit. When anyone comes into his office, it's like, what are you even doing as a city manager? What are you doing and what have you done to better Pawnee? You sit at your table with your stupid little highlighter and you're a dick. Sorry, I'm done.
So... The loser award goes to Brandanowitz.
That is correct. He's stupid.
He is stupid. So, some other stuff that happened in this episode is that we got confirmation that April is 19.
Yes!
So she is a baby.
A babes. A little fresh out the mom cooker. Babes. Sorry.
The mom cooker.
Leslie said to Tom, Leslie made a comment about Tom that I really loved, and it's not, it's like kind, almost racist, but it's not. So I didn't really have anything for Leslie's racist corner. this episode, but this is one favorite of mine that she says.
Smooth like milk chocolate.
What did she say before that? Tom Haverford, boy genius. Smooth like milk chocolate. So funny. And then Andy, his band name. We get another band name. Which one was that?
We should keep tally of how many different band names. But he said
this. That's a good idea.
Now they are Three Skin, formerly Four Skin.
Because he said what?
So many penis jokes in this one.
They lost a bassist or something. Yeah. So they only had three people. So far we have had, has it been just the tip?
Just the tip.
Is it just, okay. Mm-hmm. So we've had just the tip and Three Skin, formerly known as Four Skin.
Yep.
In our Andy tally.
And I think it's just going to keep on going.
It's called Just the Tip.
Yep.
Just the Tip.
It's called Just the Tip.
It's called Just the Tip.
I'm going to start my little list right now. Just the Tip.
So it's tally up to three.
Wait, no, two, right?
No, he said Three Skin, formerly Four Skin.
Oh, right. So then we do have three. Oh, geez. Mm-hmm. Okay.
One, two, three.
I'm bad at math.
I felt like, I mean, no matter what, I'm going to feel terrible for Leslie about, I'm bringing this back up about Brant Danowitz, but she basically whores him out.
God damn it, Mark.
She basically whores him out. She's the reason why.
Leslie whores Mark?
Yeah, she whores him out and just says, go fix it, because she, for some reason, always counts on him to go fix everything.
That's true. That is somewhat of a fault on Leslie's part. However, I don't think she thought he would fix it with his dick.
Yeah.
And that's on him.
That is on him.
Leslie's perfect in my eyes, and except for her love for Mark Brandanowitz.
Yeah.
But hopefully he'll go off and, like, fall in a pit and break his legs and never be on the show again.
Spoiler alert.
Is that what happens? I can't remember.
We'll just have to stay tuned.
Just have to see.
What did you think of Leslie screaming at the raccoon?
Oh my god, that was the best. Why? It's just hilarious. They look like such friendly creatures. What does she say? They're nature's bandits.
She just screams at him, no, no, no.
That piece you did on the raccoons was amazing. Back when she was trying to kiss Shauna Mollway Tweep's butt before she had her one-night stand with Brant Danowitz.
Ugh.
He just keeps coming up. It's making me sad.
We just can't let him go. We can talk about Tom sucking up to Ron.
Yeah.
I mean,
in a way.
I don't know what I would do in that situation if I'd let my boss win at Scrabble every time. Or would you just say that you're better at it when you really suck and you don't have a very large vocabulary?
I guess, like, what is the point of letting your boss win? I get doing it, like, a couple times. But obviously Ron likes Tom. They've been working together for a while. And kind of, like, the whole sucking up to your boss kind of ends after, you know, like a month or two of like working in a new place. Like you get to know each other and, you know, you're either a good worker to them or you're not. And we'll see you later. But I don't know. I think Tom is kind of just belittling himself if he continues to pretend like he has not good vocabulary. And that was terrible vocabulary that I just said.
I don't know. I like their relationship that he loves Tom just because he's not good at his job and that's exactly what he wants.
Yes.
But I always love whenever April intervenes and just does her own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so she just starts putting it, like, totally kicking his ass, I think is awesome.
I don't know what a lexicon is either.
I guess.
Tom doesn't and I don't. Do you know what a lexicon is?
No. He said something like other than a car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Reminds me of like unicorn or xylophone. I don't know why. Just big words. We'll cut that out.
Well, it's kind of like terrible. It's kind of like whenever did you ever play Words with Friends?
Yes, I did play Words with Friends.
You just keep plugging in letters until something actually works.
I did that constantly.
There was one word that I used to play with my parents because they were like crazy obsessed. I think they're still playing.
Are they really
still playing?
I don't know anyone that still plays Words with Friends. And it's crazy how
they're playing Hanging with Friends.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Which is basically the same thing, but yeah, they're still playing Hanging with Friends.
Wow. I haven't played that in a while. It's weird how you kind of fall off those things.
Yeah.
I, however, Simpsons Tapped Out.
Oh my gosh.
I fell off the wagon for a long time. It was popular maybe like 2 years ago. Fell off the wagon and I was like, oh my God. It's kind of one of those things where you think about it and you're like, I put so much work into it. I can never go back because I'll never be able to catch up. I went back about a month ago and I've been playing it ever since.
So my dad has been playing since day one.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like updated on everything. And mm-hmm. we recently went on vacation. Actually, it wasn't recent. That was months ago. Well, the last time we went on vacation as a family, we sat there and he was like, who's this character? Who's this character? Because one of my all-time favorite shows is The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows some of it, but he like loves to talk to me about the characters. So he's showing me all this and he's like, look, I got a monorail. Isn't that cool? And he's like, it only goes, he's like, watch the monorail. And like makes me take the iPad and just sit there and kind of like follow it around and stuff. And
I don't have a monorail, so he must be very far beyond me.
He's ridiculous.
I'm like level 45 though, so I feel like that's a lot of effort on my part.
He's level like 250.
Oh my God.
I don't know how far you can get or what he is, but he's pretty far. He's been playing forever and it's like, it's ridiculous. It's so cool though. Like, especially, I don't know why I don't play because I'm a ridiculous Simpsons fan. Mm-hmm. Like, if I would totally be doing a podcast about Simpsons.
I'm not even a Simpsons fan, and I really like it.
Oh, my God.
You I just like totally making money fan. And buying new things. And I'm not a fan because I don't like the show. It's just I've only ever watched, you know, reruns here and there.
They're so funny.
And I think it's hilarious. I've just never really been like, Simpsons. I'm going to sit down and watch that.
Put it on the list.
Going on there right now.
We can stop at, like, season... just a check mark.
It's a check mark on my page. When I see it, I'll think Simpsons.
You'll know what it means.
I'm going to go ahead and write Simpsons next to it.
So you don't have to just for me. Simpsons. Yeah, we can just watch like 1 through 10. Seasons 1 through 10 and stop there. We'll just do the good years.
Although
we do, like every once in a while, Brad and I do watch like some of the newer episodes. And they're not too bad. They definitely... went down, you know, after season 10, and it seems to kind of be thinking back.
Have all the characters...
season 20-something now.
Have all the actors stayed the same? Like, the voices over the years?
For the most part, but one of the major voice actors did just retire and or quit.
God damn them. How dare they retire after 25 years on a show?
I know. I don't see how a lot of them lasted, and, you know, I don't know. It's just crazy. I don't understand why they're still making them, but I do really love, like, tuning in and watching, like, Treehouse of Horrors and stuff like that. I think it's great.
I'm going to have to figure out your dad's name for Tapped Out, because you can go to other places and, like, visit friends Springfield.
Yeah, I can totally.
So I'm going to get on that and go see him and, like, graffiti his town, because you can go to other people and graffiti their town.
Oh, hell yeah. I have a suspicion. I know what it is.
Watch out, Bob. I'm coming for you. Sorry, Janice.
So anyways, online Scrabble, hanging with friends. I never played online Scrabble. I just did like the Words with Friends one.
Yeah. And for some reason I was more drawn to Words with Friends than Scrabble, even though it's exactly pretty much the same as Scrabble. But there's just something about like the difference in colors and the fact that it's not Scrabble that it makes me want to play.
So are there any other last thoughts about this episode?
I have to say, I've really come around since the first two episodes, and I gotta give it to Anne. She was pretty dope this episode.
Yeah, she wasn't too bad. I don't think it really highlighted her best in the first two.
No.
But she's definitely coming around in that, like, friendship role with Leslie, which is nice.
Yeah, it is nice, and I think it's mostly I only like Anne because... Anne loves Leslie, and I love Leslie, so... We're getting a little excited on our sound bites. Anne's pretty okay in my book as far as episode 3 and 4. Now, I will say, in the future, she's probably going to give me some things to be mad at her about, but I'm going to go for it and say our episode MVP... Oh, wait, we didn't decide on it. Is it... Which one is it?
I think it is Anne.
You think it's Anne?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Episode MVP. We're going to say it's Anne.
Yeah, because she goes back and calls Mark out on his shit. And I feel like that was nice of, because obviously Leslie went and talked to her and, you know, told her exactly what he said and was all upset. And so
men I feel like. Men of dogs.
Men of dogs. So I feel like it was, you know, it was that was a good moment of her redeeming little, I mean, she didn't have anything to redeem, really.
Yeah.
She was just doing something nice for her new friend.
Yeah, out of the goodness of her heart, just because she loves Leslie that much. So, and you're all right in my book for these downer episodes so far. And with that, I'm going to give this episode a rating of 2 out of 5 graffiti penises.
Nice. I think... You actually took mine. I wasn't too fond of this episode, so I feel like this is definitely a 2 out of 5 haunted penises.
To this day, I am haunted by those remaining penises. One penis in particular.
I just want to know what that one penis looks like.
I do, too. I do, too. I want to, like, go back to that blurred image and just kind of draw them in what you think and be like, it's probably that one because it's curved a little bit or something.
Why are you mad at people with curved penises? That's racist.
Racist. I'm sorry.
Maybe it just had some, like, creepy, like, only, like, 3 hairs on it. Like, you don't even have to shave it because you don't grow but 3 hairs.
Maybe she doesn't like shaved balls or something.
That's true. So. That is very true.
I don't know. Maybe we just need Amy Poehler. We need to know your penis preference so we know what you were thinking about when you deliver this line.
Yeah. Amy Poehler, if you could please call our cell phone at...
Or she can email us.
Or you can email us, Amy Poehler. That's right. Yeah, what's our email again?
Podsandrec@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. That's right. So email us in, Amy Poehler. Tell us what kind of penises haunt your dreams so that we may develop a serum that you can swallow at night before you go to bed, and it will block out any images of that haunting penis.
Right. You don't want any haunting penises. Or just come on the show, even though this isn't what you probably had in mind. We can talk about other stuff other than penises.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, I mean, there was at least 3 penis references in this episode. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, so you brought this on yourself.
So somebody had dicks on the brain.
We have wine, too, if you like wine. Yeah. Amy Poehler.
We can make it very comfortable.
Goddess of the earth.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll go ahead and move on to the next episode.
All right, moving on to episode 4. It's called The Boys Club. And in this episode, Leslie infiltrates... I'm going to give my own little summary and then we'll see what IMDb says. Leslie infiltrates a boys club, goes against her better self of what she thinks is right for politicians to do, and ends up getting in a little bit of trouble. And that's what I'll say.
Yours is a little bit more in depth. Okay. Yours is a lot more specific. So this episode originally aired April 30th, 2009, and the summary is, Leslie faces a tough ethical choice at a casual get-together. Andy has a surprise for Anne.
I should write for IMDb, because my descriptions were way better than that
one.
We
should read the Netflix ones.
Ooh.
I wonder if those are different, because I know that they're all not universal. They're just like...
Yeah.
Who gets that job? Sits there and just, like, watches the episode, and they're just like, Leslie did this, and... I like trains.
You always wonder if you're going to... Side note, I love when people mess up on professional Twitters and stuff. Like, when they post, thinking they're going to post to their personal one. And I have a fear that I'm going to do that because I do my company's social media. And it scares the hell out of me that I'm just going to be like, went to the park with my cat. It's like on my... on my company's Facebook page.
But anyway. Do you take your cats to the park now?
You're
going to get them, like, one of those little, like, the baby Bjorn?
Yes.
Just kind of put them in?
I have said that.
Have you seen that cat video? The little cat with, like, they're in, like, little baby Bjorn, and it's, like, legs are just kind of, like, hopping, and it just keeps, like, looking up at them, just like...
Is it enjoying it?
Guy. I don't think so, but everybody's like, oh my god, it's so cute, and I need one.
I really do. I've talked about it before, like, either getting them a harness or a baby Bjorn and carry them around. But cats, like, they just really don't want
to
be...
to be held like that, first of all.
Yeah, they don't want to be closed up.
But the cat is just this fluffy white cat, and it seriously just looks up at him like, yeah, sure. Because he's, like, at a grocery store or something, and he's just like, this one? And the cat's like, whatever, dog.
Whatever, dog.
I don't know. So. Speaking of parks.
Speaking of dogs, did we talk about dogs or was it just cats?
I just said whatever, like sure dog.
Sure dog. Speaking of dogs.
Oh. I know where you're going with this one.
You take it then. You take it there.
Of how this episode opens up with a dog poop bag fight. So, have you ever cleaned up after a dog with those little baggies?
I have with yours.
Oh my god. Like, I would never reach in that thing and grab those bags out.
Oh, it's so gross.
That would be the absolute worst.
Well, some people don't completely close their bags either. No, so if they're throwing it in there, then, like, poop could be on anything.
Full disclosure, we didn't tie a lot of those because it's just like, ew.
Throw it in the trash.
You're throwing our little bags into a giant bag. They're just going to bag up and then put it, you know, in the trash.
That's a pretty terrible job for anyone who has to go around to the dog poop trash cans. Yeah.
So at our condo maintenance guys, we salute you for being the... You're cleaning up after my dog shit.
And we're proud to be a condo dog poop guy.
They were actually pretty funny every time they go pick them up. They just take, like, the golf cart and just, like, go to each one of them, like, just straight up creating all these divots in the grass. Yeah. They don't make eye contact with you. They're just like, yeah, I got a shitty job here, and just kind of like...
Oh, yeah, you're walking your dog? Yeah, look what I'm doing.
It's, yeah, I was always walking my freaking dog whenever you're doing it, so I'm just looking at you like, I got one more, I'm sorry.
It's like the Phantom of the Opera song plays, think of me, think of me fondly. Picking up your dog's poop.
Yeah, but I can't imagine ever wanting to have a fight with those little bags. I mean, throwing a little bag of, you know, like a water balloon fight is fun because you're just hitting each other.
Of course. And but it's just water, not excrement.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my fancy term for poop.
It was good.
Thanks.
We could also say feces or shit.
Or I don't have any more. Those are the only four I know.
My bad. All right. We need to come up with more
poop names.
Yeah.
Surprise, Mark Brandanowitz is a slut in this episode. We find his... Is it Facebook? What is it that they're looking at?
They're looking at some type of miscellaneous SharePoint of just, like... I think it's like, a Facebook-like page. Yeah.
Miscellaneous SharePoint. I like that. But he's a slut. They're looking at it, and he's with, like, all these girls, and they're super slutty, and they have back tattoos, and...
Once again, you find Leslie just swooning over this D-bag
the whole time. Just makes him so sad.
Just bringing back the whole bag thing. So I said D-bag instead of D-bag. All right.
You just want to keep talking about dog poop.
I cleaned up my dog's poop for so many years.
Now we have an actual... Now? Do they just poop in the yard and it's fertilizer?
Yeah.
All right.
It just turns into little piles, that little grenades that we just walk around.
Little trees.
Yep. Poop happy trees. Little... Just...
Happy trees.
Happy little trees.
We get to see more of Jerry and Donna in this episode.
Donna, I think this is the first time she actually talks, is in this
episode. She was given a line.
Yeah.
She probably got paid $100,000 instead of $90,000 for this episode.
I can't wait.
She actually spoke.
I can't wait till she actually turns into herself, because right now she's just... She looks so weird.
She's still got that weird hair. It's like mom hair.
It is mom hair. Not that there's anything wrong with moms.
Right.
Or hair.
And
but
neither of our moms have that hair. So maybe it's grandma hair.
That's a little grandma hair.
Because I've got some grandmas I know that have that hair.
It's a little grandma hair.
She's got her glasses on, down like on her nose. She looks like an old, mean librarian. Not the fun Donna.
Yeah, and she's great, you know? And she's always like well-kept and fabulous and, you know... But we'll get into it. We'll get into that later.
We'll get into that later.
But I can't wait till she actually... You know, more of herself. They did introduce everybody, but they never said anything in the first episode. She's like, this is our team.
Mm-hmm.
And they pointed out Donna. All right. So we know who she is. We just got her one little line about, it was the gift basket, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was about the gift basket. She wanted the basket. I don't think she even wanted the contents in it, which was wine and cheese and fun things. She just wanted the basket because she really thought it was a nice basket.
For potpourri.
Oh, yeah, for potpourri. They're like, what are you even going to put in that basket, Donna? And she said potpourri, which in my mind, I was like, come on, Donna, let your freak flag fly. Uh-huh. You would generally say, like, sex toys and stuff. Oh, yeah.
That's definitely going in her nightstand full of sex toys.
Oh, yeah. The crazy Donna we know. Please. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Leslie's also super, like, tightly wound in this episode. She's nervous. Mm-hmm. So basically, okay, there's a boys club. And she wants to take Anne out there and, like, bust it up and drink with the boys and, like, be like, oh, yeah, women empowerment, whatever, whatever. And so they run out of beer. Leslie's like, oh, my gosh, I have this basket that someone gave me. And I told my staff I couldn't use it because it was, like, what does she call it?
It's, I mean, I know that for working for a big company, mm-hmm. you can't really accept gifts or, like, bribes or anything. It's right. technically accepting a bribe. So, she had a certain word for it, but...
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. So she's like, no, guys, you can't accept this bribe. But when they run out of beer, she's like, I got some wine and cheese. I want to keep this party going. So she uses it. And then the rest of the episode, she's just like so nervous, about accepting it. And like, she confesses to her mm-hmm. team and everything. And of course they could care less. Like, yeah, they're sad they didn't have wine and cheese, but it's like, come on, Leslie, it's fine. And she's just like, listen, I want to apologize to every female politician in the workplace.
That's so sad watching her put all of her little, like, her strong female, you know, inspirations. She's just kind of, like, turning them all away, like,
I have to turn this photo down. But, yeah, so she's just wound really tight. I'm anxious to get to a point where, like, you know, she's still crazy and wants everything to go correctly, but, you know, she has fun with what she's doing. I feel like right now they're still painting her as more of like a goody two-shoes, want to do everything by the book.
Right.
And just like, whoop, I'm like a mm-hmm. tight little bubblegum in a wrapper. I don't know.
Bubblegum.
Yeah. So all I could think about was like that Hubba Bubba mystery tape or whatever that's like wound really tight.
I hated that stuff. It's always had like a bunch of flour on it and tasted weird. And, like,
that's true. No. It's actually cornstarch. Oh, shit. Yeah, I work in a confectionery place. So like,
oh, that's right. Oh, so that would make sense. It would be...
cornstarch.
Weird. So would you say... I'm going to throw this thought out there.
Whoa.
You can just kick it right on back if you don't agree.
I don't think I'm ready for it. Whatever
but it is. I felt like Leslie's behavior was 100% Michael Scott behavior. Of how she's just like, ooh, friendly banter, kick it back. And then she's like, one of the boys, look at me. Like, she was just 100%. I just saw Michael Scott. It was like female Michael Scott in that.
I totally agree with that. Because if she would have acted completely normal, they were already accepting of her. You know, she's got it in her brain that this is like a crazy boys club. But when she goes out there and she's like, we're breaking up your boys club. And Mark Brandanowitz actually says something nice. He's like, oh, great. We're happy to have you. And... she just goes off. She's definitely Michael Scott in this.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Michael Scott from The Office, for those of you who probably don't watch The Office, but you should, because you're fools if you don't.
Yeah. Belschnickel. Sorry, that's just one of my favorite parts of The Office. But we'll get to that.
In Christmas episode.
It was admirable.
I love how clumsy she is.
So clumsy. Reminds me of myself.
Oh, yeah. I would 100% lean against that table and just knock everything down. I feel like I've done something like that in the past. And then her trying to, at the very end, like, can I get a glass of water? And she's just, like, clinking it all over the place. And her face just like, oh, God.
Oh, God. Not
get
the water.
Get me out of this. Even though she's the one who took it to an extreme place, which is very Leslie Knope. But
they didn't really spend that much time in the episode talking about April posting a video of herself drinking onto the company's website. Mm-hmm. Like, that's her bad. Yeah, Leslie did what she did, but April's underage, and, like, that's mm-hmm. totally not okay. Because she was basically, what they created was a site for the pit to promote awareness and have people join it and know about it. And it was, like, a Facebook page, and April posted a video of... that's on the episode we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
No. She posted a video of herself, like, drinking wine while she was waiting for her sister to pick her up. And that essentially got Leslie in a bunch of trouble. And so, April, that was not cool. Dude, you're not my episode MVP at all.
No, but it's very April-like. Like, she really only thinks for herself. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's 19.
That's
so
true.
So she's not going to think about what, you know, what the long-term effects are for anything that she does. But I was just trying to think of, is she, she's still an intern, right? Like, she's not an official employee.
She's not an official employee.
Okay. That's what I was trying to fit, like, trying to figure out if that happened. You know, I've seen too many episodes.
Yeah.
Trying to keep it straight in my head.
I wonder if, though, like, the department could use that as a argument on their part to be like, well, she's not an actual employee. She's only an intern. You know, it doesn't really mean that much. She's not employed by us.
Yeah. And speaking of which, not only what April does, but how does Leslie not even know or care for her being this, like, complete into rules that they are drinking on government property?
Mm-hmm.
They are drinking at their place of employment out in just the courtyard. So why would she think that would be okay?
I think her need for, like, being accepted into boys club totally just, like, clouded her view.
Yeah.
She just didn't even think about it. She just wanted that whole Michael Scott mentality of wanting to be included and wanting to be the best friends of every single person in that office.
Yeah. But, I mean, if this was any other, especially a government job, all those people would be fired.
Oh, yeah.
Boys club does not, I mean, you can drink your
it's like
Dr.
Secret.
Peppers and Coca-Colas, but you can't go further than that. And Ron does, I mean, Ron has his own bottles of
yeah, I think in
stuff.
The future he has, like, his own bar in his office
yeah.
or something.
I mean, this isn't an advertisement company.
This is not Mad Men. They thought of the same thing.
So, I don't know. It kind of baffles me that she's just, like, has this look on her face, like, what? Like, we can't drink on government property, even if it's after hours? No, you can't.
Nope. Not happening.
If this is real life, all of these people would be fired. Or, like, seriously, more than just a little letter in your file.
Yeah, she got off easy with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Tom in his stupid Izod polos. This is two episodes in a row.
Yeah.
That he's been in those. Is that That's right? Mm-hmm. Izod is the little alligator.
And
he's in stupid polos. Terrible, terrible fashion. I would like to see episodes of Tom watching Tom, like old Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Like season six Tom watching season one Tom. That I would pay money to see. But he also, it was pretty funny. If you've seen the show, you'll get this foreshadowing reference, but he talks about a centaur and it made me really happy. Cause I was like,
I didn't even think of that.
It made me think of the future. And I'm sure that like, they did not make that connection. He says centaur and then the thing happens later on. But I thought it was pretty funny.
Tom is so ridiculous in this episode. Like, I love that sequence of him, like, taking advantage of the system and him getting, like, jumping in front of the little girl to get, like, a hot dog and stuff. It's so dumb.
I was half expecting the hot dog guy to say, sorry, little girl, that was our last hot dog. Like, that would have made it even more terrible.
Aw, she starts crying. And he just struts away, like, all right.
Mm-hmm. He's got his, he almost looks like, could you say FBI special agent?
Oh,
Burt Macklin.
We'll get to that later.
Andy's amazing in this episode.
Andy is.
Another one in the books for Andy. They're really taking time to build his character and make you fall in love with him.
He's just a lovable little teddy bear.
And he likes taking baths outside.
Oh my gosh, that entire sequence. I'm really glad we watched that twice.
Yeah.
Of him in the bath.
So Andy decides, Anne's going to be at work all day on a double shift. She's like, so I won't see you tomorrow. Andy is like, okay, babe, like, I'll just be here with my Cheerios and stuff. And Anne's like, oh, great, I have to come home and clean up after my boo. But secretly, Andy's like, I'm totally going to clean this house and be awesome and stuff. So he cleans the whole house, he starts cooking dinner, and then he's like, I'm going to wash myself, but I can't get in the shower. So he's doing it in a little, like, kiddie pool out in the backyard.
Because he got the idea from his parents washing their dog.
Another point of evidence for him being a dog.
That's just genius thinking, actually. Just, like, he's, like, doing his, like, boom, wash my shorts at the same time.
But he's totally naked. Why wouldn't he lock his back gate?
It's Andy.
So he has a friend walk in on him, because his music is apparently too loud, so his
Lawrence,
I wouldn't question mark. Friend, I would not say.
It's just like his nemesis. Maybe.
Yeah,
his nemesis. It is definitely his, like, Newman.
Yeah.
Because he's always like, oh, Lawrence, no.
Damn it.
This is the second time that he's had this, like, little riff going on.
Yep, so Lawrence comes in, he's like, turn your music down. And he doesn't want to turn his music down. He's put a lot of work into this boombox and the song that he wants to sing. So Lawrence takes the boombox, starts running down the street. Andy does this amazing, like, naked, mind you, backflip behind his head and, like, hops up on his two legs at the same time because they're both broken and is chasing Lawrence down the street on his crutches. And it's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, that was definitely worth watching.
Oh, yeah.
More than once. Absolutely.
Well, and it kind of just, like, makes up for the episode, because you're just like, ugh, God, what is going on with these two?
It really does. I think that definitely brought this episode a whole point for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of that whole sequence of him, like, getting out. It was just so funny. And that boombox, like,
I put 12 batteries in it! It's such a call to, like, old times. Like, I remember putting, like, 6 to 7 batteries in a boombox, and now that's just basically unheard of.
That's a pretty awesome boombox, though.
It was awesome. It was
pretty awesome. I didn't get a good look at the... I wanted to read the stickers that he Me had too. On there. I didn't get a good look at it. I would definitely have to go back and do that just to see. Because we do find out in the future what type of bands that he likes.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, you just know that he listens to his own band. Because he specifically wrote a song for him to bathe in the backyard in.
Right.
Which is great. But he definitely brought the episode back up.
Oh. And Anne loved it. Anne got home and she loved it. Mm-hmm. And Andy, you know, lovable guy that he is, while he was doing this half for Anne to feel at home and taken care of and stuff, he also had an ulterior motive.
Somebody is getting gently laid tonight.
I feel like I have majority of these sound bites are Andy.
Let's just play a couple of them.
Let's just keep going, because this one never gets old.
It's called Just the Tip.
Wait, I've never heard that one before. What is it?
It's called Just the Tip.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the name of it. Oh my God, that is our name. Just the
just
Tip.
Just the Tip. Oh, sorry, rebranding. So you can email us at justthetip@gmail.com.
I bet I'm gonna go with like a $5 bet that's already taken.
Oh, well, no, you never know.
Men are dogs. Love it. You can always count on Andy for some classic jokes.
Yeah. So was there anything else that you can think of
this episode? Ron standing up for Leslie was awesome when they were in the meeting.
Or whenever he's trying to comfort her before, when he's just like there, but just like not touching her. Just like
he's at least like 2 inches away from her, but he's got
hovering
his hand
over her.
Hovering.
With a face of panic of like, oh God, oh geez.
That's Ron though. Like, he secretly cares for people. He'll never admit it. He'll chalk it up to just being, you know, like, I don't want to be in the public eye in my job, or like I like people who don't work that much once. But essentially, he wants nothing in return, and he just really does care for Leslie, and I thought that was super sweet for him to stand up for her.
I love him so much. Nick Offerman in general, just... Mm.
Me too. I was listening to... Was it The Nerdist? I guess it was The Nerdist that he was on. Did you listen to that episode?
Oh, yeah. He's basically Ron.
Right, yeah.
And all the stuff he talks
about. He has, like, a literal
about.
Woodworking website that you can order stuff from him that
I know.
He actually makes with his hands.
As a fellow woodworker, I'm just like, oh, God, I just love you so much.
Shout out to The Nerdist. This episode is sponsored by our love for Chris Hardwick.
I do love Chris Hardwick.
Ew.
He's so nice. I met him once. He's so nice.
Oh, Chris Hardwick. If you want to be on our show, too, you can email us at justthetip@gmail.com.
Chris, we love you. Come on the podcast.
Yeah. That's pretty much the last comment that I have is every time I see Mark, I want to barf. And that was it.
That's good. The last comment I wrote was about Andy bathing in a kiddie pool. So I should have wrote
But our episode MVP, we both decided on it. We both
I think it's agreed. A no-brainer. I think it's obviously Ron.
R-O-N. Ron.
Ron. I put a bunch of exclamation marks.
I underlined his name and capitalized it. So I think that, like, equals out to your exclamation points.
You were the same enthusiasm with it. I think the only thing that I wrote down was I didn't like that they were throwing the trash in the pit.
Yes.
But that's just me.
You should throw trash in trash cans and recyclables in the recycling can.
But anyways. That was the only other thing I wrote down. Just there's really not a whole lot to talk about this episode, honestly.
Yeah. We had a couple downers, but I think we were able to bring it up with our awesomeness.
With our love for Andy. And Nick Offerman.
I keep forgetting that all of you cannot see my facial expressions when I talk. And so I keep smiling at the computer. Yeah, feel it.
Mm. Yeah, feel those rays. Feel those rays.
You feel it or no? Can you feel me?
So, can you feel me? It's getting too intimate with you and this podcast right now.
All right. I mean, they were sexual episodes.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna reel it in.
All right. So, how would you rate this episode?
I'm gonna go with episode 3 was so terrible, and I gave it a 2. This one was a little bit better, and definitely Andy's bath scene outside was what really kind of pushed it over the edge for me to give it a 3.7 out of 5 batteries.
Oh, I was going to do something with Boombox, too.
Oh, God, dang it.
All right, I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5 dog poop bags.
Nice.
I just thought that she picked up the trash can lid and starts using it as a shield.
It's
she's
perfect.
Got like a whole, yeah, she's got like a whole system going.
She was so much smarter than all those boys because they were all there in the fight. They could have picked up the trash can lid. But then also, why is there a random trash can lid? It wasn't by a trash can. That was matching in color at all. Just a random trash can lid. It was there to make her perfect. And she was fantastic. Yeah. As always.
As always. I love her.
Leslie Knope, 2016 president nominee.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Except Anne would not be the vice president. Just Anne would obviously be Tina Fey.
Obviously.
Liz Lemon.
And then Seth Meyers could be her Secretary of State.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And all of her other friends could be her other cabinet members.
And all the other peoples. So, you have any shows that you're watching right now?
I'm watching Quantico. Are you watching Quantico?
No, I don't even know what that is.
You don't?
No.
Oh, my God. It's so good. I don't know what channel it comes on. It's ABC, I think. Maybe. Yes, it is because it's a Shonda Rhimes. Wait, no, I'm lying. Okay.
Sorry. All right, bring it on back.
I'm watching Quantico.
What?
Yeah, it's actually really good. I think it's on ABC, and it's about FBI recruits at Quantico, which is their little FBI school.
It's a fun name.
Yeah. It is.
Is this a new show?
It's a new show. It's in its first season. I think it's probably like 7 or 8 episodes in. It's actually really good. It kind of focuses around one specific girl, and she is in the future, a part of the FBI, right? And they do flashbacks to the academy. But in the future, she is accused of being a bomber at Grand Central Station. There's the first episode opens up of her, like, in this rubble and ruins, and she's in Grand Central, and she's thought to be the bomber, and she has to kind of, like, flashback to her training at Quantico, and then flash forward and try and, like, survive and be like, no, I'm not the bomber, but we don't even know. Like, she could totally be the bomber, and there's, like, 7 other recruits, and they all are shady and have secrets. Like, they've spent time in Gaza, or, like, they wear headscarves, or their parents have a lot of money and died in 9/11. Oh, so shit. It's, like, really creepy. But it's actually really good. Sorry, I went on a Quantico tangent, but I don't care.
That sounds awesome.
It's good. I read in Entertainment Weekly that this is the number one show of the season.
What? Definitely check it out.
Yeah,
sure.
I would. If I was you.
Yeah.
I would watch it.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Brad and I have been watching Ash vs. Evil Dead. Have you watched that yet?
I have not watched that yet.
Oh, my God. It's totally worth it. I don't know if you are into the Evil Dead trilogy or not, but I'm a huge fan of that campy horror and especially really appreciate... I'm a big Greg Nicotero fan, mm-hmm. even though I don't think he has things into this
one. Is he in on the show? Oh, no.
I thought he was, but I don't think he is. But did I love that like movie makeup. He did. Yeah. He did all the original ones. So, and I think he also did the remake for Evil Dead. Cool. Don't quote me on that one, but I'm pretty sure.
Chris, I might figure that out and come on our podcast and tell us.
Please come on our podcast and email us at justthetip@gmail.com. The reason why I mentioned that is because it has, like, the same movie makeup qualities as the originals do. Mm-hmm. They do add a little bit more of a CGI element. So, like, the gore scenes are, like, it's, like, Quentin Tarantino gore. So they, like, chop off the head and it's just, like, you know, spurting of blood everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's so smartly done because, you know, we're in the mix of a lot of remakes right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of tiring, but I love the fact that it is Bruce Campbell. He's playing Ash as what he is now. So he's an old man, right. And he, like, is not what he used to be, and so he obviously struggles and stuff, and it's just, like, it's just so smartly done. And in the beginning, you feel like you're kind of gearing away from, a little bit, not much, but gearing away from the Evil Dead series, the storyline, but they definitely bring it back, and it's great, and there's just, especially... I don't know. I think you just gotta watch it. I think it stars.
Is it really?
I think it is. Because, you know, we're spoiled and we rewatch things. Nice. We, like, record them or, you know, just plug in.
That's why I am with Quantico. I don't know what channel it comes on because I watch it on demand.
You know, we're spoiled these days. We get to just, like, record what we want to watch. And I think that's the same reason why I don't really know a lot of new series.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely check out Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Cool.
It's only had, I think there's been 4 or 5 episodes. I didn't watch last night's episode yet. But it's totally worth watching. I don't know how deep into the series they're going to do.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be, like, a short little, like, I think...
Like, X-Files is going to...
X-Files is only going to be, like, 12 episodes or something
like
that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to do that with this one, but it is totally worth watching. It's so much fun. The first episode's an hour. The ones after that are all 30 minutes. So it's pretty quick. But it's so much fun.
I would totally watch it.
Totally watch that.
I went to... When I was at FSU... can't, for the life of me, I can't remember what it's called now, but I went to a play. A lot of my friends were in drama. And it was Evil Dead, the musical. And that's what it was. They put on Evil Dead, the musical. It was really cool because it was in, you know, you had like the big theater where all of the big Broadway productions went on at FSU. And then you kind of had the smaller one where it's like bleacher seats, maybe fits 100 people, if that. And the stage is just one area. You don't have any, like, lighting, sound effects, really. Like, it's very minimal. But it was really cool. So it's the story of Evil Dead. They're all singing and stuff. But they all had, I guess, they told me it was, like, packs of, like, spaghetti and stuff. There was literally a splash zone.
Yeah, I think you told me about this splash zone. I was like, oh, shit.
There's a splash zone. So it's, like, 5 rows of 4 people. So maybe, like, 20 people in total. To get into the splash zone, it's super awesome. So when, like, anyone dies, of course, they always go over to the splash zone to die. And they just, like, cut open their stomach and then it sprays, like, spaghetti and lettuce and just, like, gross water and sauce. And we've all got ponchos on. But it was really awesome. So
that's awesome. Just saying. Obviously, Eva liked it, too.
It was my coolest college experience. Yeah, Eva loved it.
She gave it 2 barks.
2 out of 2 barks.
2 out of 2 barks she did. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's,
great. It was cool. You know, I went to FSU, the party town school, where they say it's like the number one party school or whatever in Florida. And my coolest experience was at Evil Dead the Musical, so that tells you how awesome I am.
Yeah, for me going to an arts college, I mean, it wasn't performing arts, even though we did have, you know, we'd have our students that would like to do performance arts piece, but it wouldn't be like a show.
Right.
You know? I did go to a couple of shows, but they would be like somewhere else and stuff, but that's really awesome that they would do stuff like that.
Yeah, it was super cool.
So I just got a lot of crazy galleries of people being like, yes, this is pictures of me drinking milk because I like milk.
It's just stuff a like completely that. White canvas with yeah. one blue dot.
Right? Right.
Blue dot's the earth. Think about that.
See, you fit
in. I pulled that from Friends. Sorry, the tattoo of the earth. Oh.
Well, not the, you, like, covered the earth with milk tattoo.
Yeah.
Anyways, full circle.
Anyways.
Speaking of Friends, because we can binge watch that one. It's on the list.
Yes,
it is. Next to the check mark.
Next to the check mark, and next to Just the Tip, Three Skin, and Four Skin.
There we go. We got a lot of lists going on.
We do.
So, anything else? You got anything else going on this week? Any excitement? Or?
I do not. I'm going to be working like a dog, because we got our holiday season coming up. And
time of year.
The only free time I will have is probably doing this podcast right now, and I love it.
Perfect.
Perfect.
That's all you need. So... I don't really have much going on either. Just going to keep on chugging along, trying to get stuff done.
Keep on chugging along. If you want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow me at Tambourine Tam. It's TambourineTam. Tambourine Tam. And, yeah, that's basically it. Follow me on Instagram if you want to. You'll see pictures of cats, delicious food that I make, my travels for my work job, and my work job. And that's about it. Mostly cats.
You can follow me on Instagram at Among the Atmosphere. Like Tammy, it's a lot of photos of my animals, silly things we do, nerdy stuff that my husband and I do, like go to the comic book store and buy toys
so
and stuff.
Nerdy.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, but...
Chris Hardwick, you would love them.
Yes, sorry. Be friends with us. Come on the podcast.
Come on.
Chris, we love you. You can also email us at podsandrec, the real email that we have, podsandrec@gmail.com. That is podsandrec@gmail.com. You can email us your questions, concerns, comments, whatever you'd like. We'd love to read it and
hear your feedback. And yeah,
we'll talk about it on the podcast. So, you know, bring it up. Let us know.
Let us know. Well, we're going to, with that, we're going to penis on out of here.
Penis on out of here. All right.
Bye, guys.
And.